One country, two systems is itself a self-contradictory combination. In order to maintain its harmony, there must be clear boundaries between the one country and two systems parts that must never be overstepped. If too much stress is placed on one country, this will suppress the space for two systems. If two systems is pursued without giving proper regard to its limits, that will threaten the authority of one country and provoke a backlash. Objectively speaking, the central government's repeated emphasis on its leading position is targeted at the separatist ideology. However, while the central government tries to clear up matters, it has to make sure that its actions will not lead to any after effects that Hong Kong finds insufferable. Many people have previously said that Hong Kong's independence will only lead us to a blind alley, and that it will make the central government tighten its policies towards and grip on Hong Kong. This unfortunately has turned out to be true, as can be seen from the way things are developing. Hong Kong as a whole is paying the price for a handful of people's illusions. We can only hope that the central government will approach the issue with circumspection so that the fight against the independence movement will not plunge Hong Kong into an abyss. Thanks for listening to this Main Pulse editorial brought to you by Wien Lai, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC PolyU.